Hi again, and welcome to Too Niche. I'm Lara.
And I'm Elizabeth, and we are deep diving on trends that bring us joy. Thank you so much for joining us for part two of this massive haul of sparkling water.
I'll be honest, we have tons more sparkling water to haul, so I'm not going to waste a second of your time, and we're going to get right back into it now.
What's next?
Okay, next, we have a water that changed your life, I would say.
I honestly am dazzled by this packaging. Mm-hmm. Dazzled. We're talking about Solan de Cabras. Did I say that right?
You did.
Spanish?
It's a water bottled in the mountains of Cuenca, Spain. I Googled Cuenca, Spain, and it looks gorgeous there. I want to go there.
Is there a spa there?
I don't. I'm sure there probably is because it's from a unique spring deep in the mountains of Cuenca. It takes more than 3,600 years of filtering to achieve the balanced composition of one drop of Solan de Cabras. So they've just upped the entire Mount Shasta Erewhon journey.
They just said, Erewhon, so we see your journey and we say,
this water started its journey to get to this bottle before even Jesus was around.
If you believe in Jesus.
If you subscribe to the lore of Jesus Christ.
He enjoyed this water.
That's mind blowing. It dates back to. This water's journey is like, what, in like 1000 BC? This is like woolly mammoth water. That was 10,000 BC. But this is like, do we even know what was happening?
Worse, this is what we now know as lizards were so much bigger.
Yeah.
Back then.
Mm-hmm.
With this.
Things were happening and this water was just starting out.
I can't even fathom. Okay, so I want to speak to this beautiful, stunning blue bottle for a second. It has a glass etching in it, which really speaks to me. It's giving me like a beautiful gin essence, like visually.
Yeah, the blue is like, I wanted to say sapphire at first, but it's not. It's like darker than that.
It's nice.
It's a beautiful blue bottle. And it says their iconic bottle protects the water from any impact from the light, ensuring its flavor and properties remain intact and unchanged. So that's cool. It's bottled like only 100 meters from the spring.
Okay, so I'm going to say just going off of font and visual presentation alone, I'm being spoken to. I like it.
It's a European vibe and I'm sitting in my Spanish style apartment, I feel like it is a complimentary. Yeah,
it's a dinner water, dinner party water.
To me, this has a citrusy.
It definitely has a flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It's not giving me citrus so much as like there's like a lighter mineral taste to it.
Mm-hmm. And a tight but peppery bead.
Peppery,
It's not like a gentle bead. It's like, it is a peppery one. But I think that that pairs really well with a lot of foods.
It's giving a mouth pow, as I'm going to call it.
And you know what? I feel like I would love to go to Spain right now and eat some tapas and have like some really good shrimp and paella. And this would pair really
so
well. I'm like,
that's
thinking
a high
about
transport
that.
Grade, mm-hmm. is what I'm hearing from you.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say B plus. I don't know why I wouldn't give it an A.
Because I think with what we had with Erewhon, with Gerolsteiner, those for me gave what was the A before? I'm losing track.
What was the A?
Yeah. Or we just had A was Erewhon?
A was Erewhon.
Okay.
It might have been A plus. I changed mine
to an A plus.
A was Pellegrino.
Okay.
A minus was Gerolsteiner.
You know what? I think that this is a great option. I'm curious, what's the price point on the Solange?
This is $375.
Okay, so that ups it for me because I think you're getting an impressive look plus a solid, rich with history, sparkling water.
The journey alone.
The journey alone is enough for it to have its flowers. So I will give it an... I like the price point. I think, man, I'm really teetering between like a B plus and an A minus. It's like right in there.
Yeah, I think that if you want to, I just don't know if it would necessarily go with all types of food. That I think is my only, that's my only reticence.
Yeah.
But I love the journey. 3,600 years is such a long time.
I can't even think about it. I don't even know how to wrap my head around that much time.
I think it's like you want to impress people at a dinner party. You roll out some of this. It's not going to break the bank and it tastes really good. But I guess like the bubble is just not as gentle, or it's not as like a classic go-to. Yeah.
But I like it. I think it's great. Like, I think I love the price point. I'm very much here for that.
Yeah. I just wouldn't feel called to come back to this one. There's other ones that like I would feel that I'm more called
to. More go-tos. Okay. Okay. I think, I'm going to packaging. That was a guttural response.
That was a 3,600 year old burp.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to go ahead with a B plus and move on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
I know.
Fair.
I know.
We'll get the next round.
I have to pee.
I just peed and I felt like my pee was fizzy.
Oh my God, I had a colonic one time and the person was like, I can tell you drink copious amounts of sparkling water.
What?
Because there's like gas bubble, like it like breaks up.
It stays.
Up. Yeah.
But did they associate that with like, was there a negative association with that?
She just was like, you shouldn't drink that much sparkling water.
Okay, but.
This is a pro sparkling water show.
What does she know?
Who knows? Colonics are super controversial, so maybe nothing.
I once asked my mom, I read like in college that a great way to like lose weight was to get 15 colonics in 30 days. And I was like, Mom, what do you think of like bankrolling this? And she was like, absolutely not.
I will say that
I've never had a colonic.
My future father-in-law is a gastro and as an enterologist, not a, like a gastro chef.
Just a pub owner.
Yeah, I just felt the need to further clarify, and he's not into colonics, but I still get them on the occasion if needed.
I've never gotten one. I'm dying to get one. I'm adding that to my to-do list.
Add it to your to-do list. Maybe we can do one at the spa.
I would love nothing more than to have like hundreds of years old, beautiful mineral water shot up my rectum and then sucking out all the impurities. Yeah, that sounds delightful.
Sounds great. And we can do it in like Stad or something like that.
One hundo. Okay, so next on the list, I think we should go back to just like a tried and true and naturally occurring sparkling mineral water from France.
Oui, oui.
Perrier.
Heard of her?
It's great. It's $2.59 for a 33-ounce. It is like the first sparkling water that started to put every other sparkling water on the map. Like that, it's the one that kind of started the craze.
It really did. This is very 90s for me. This is very, reminds me of my mom asking if we want flat or sparkling for dinner. And I always felt fancy.
She was like a Perrier mom.
Yeah.
That's cute.
She's a Perrier mom. I like for sure. That. I think they're more Sam Pelly now, though. But fun fact, same owner.
Mm-hmm.
And both the Outliers as being the two green bottles in the mix.
Two green bottles in the mix. I think both are owned by Nestle now, okay, which is a real L for the sparkling water community and for sparkling water lovers. But I'm ignoring that.
Yeah, we got to take our L's with our W's.
I'm going to say that the only upside of that is that you can get it delivered to you via Nestle's Ready Refresh service at any time. Yeah, so
I do not know her.
Yeah, so that's like where all my water, like, because I'm an Arrowhead girl.
Okay.
So every month they drop off my Arrowhead big jugs and mm-hmm. my big Naturals Arrowheads. And then they drop off a box of Pellegrino.
They do Nespresso pods also?
They probably do. Okay. If Nestle owns it, chances are you can get it via Ready Refresh.
Great. Noted. I'm taking notes on the iPad.
Also, Perrier is from a well-to-do spa city. Add it to the list.
Whew. You're speaking my language, kid.
With the spa craze at its hottest temperature, the fever eventually spread to Les Bouillons, thanks to a production decree granted by Napoleon III under the provision of Alphonse Garnier out of gas clients looking to regenerate baths in a variety of types of baths and, of course, to drink their heart's content bottles of mineral water. So this like started as like you go to the spa, you're having like delicious Perrier, and you're living your best life.
Okay.
I wonder if the Garnier family is the same as like the hair products.
I bet. These Garnier is very, it's micellar water, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, it's in that same nutrient rich world of French fancy.
Yeah.
That is available at the drugstore. And I, support big business like that.
Mm-hmm.
Support French big business.
Dr. Perrier became the official medical director for this spring that Perrier sprang from. And he examined and tested the extraordinary source, his diagnosis. He found that it indeed had therapeutic properties and thus worked at perfecting the bottling process. But something was missing. Money. So then they found money, and then Perrier happened.
I love that.
And I guess the bottle was like that because someone in the mix was paralyzed at one point, and he was given these like Indian style clubs to exercise with. So it was made in the same shape as these clubs. So it's like, this is like doctor's orders.
I am stunned.
Mm-hmm.
And elated by all of these facts. The lore to me is just as important as the font and mouthfeel.
I like that there's a doctor involved.
Me too. I'm gonna already factor that into the grading system.
And I will say that I had a big bottle of Perrier recently and it quenched me in such a way. I was like, wow, this is something I might even choose over Pellegrino. Because it's less of a mineral taste, if memory serves.
You're saying wee wee
yes.
to Perrier.
All right, so let's try it.
Let's try it. I'm thirsty.
I'm thirsty too.
Can't beat that sound.
Mm-mm. I like a twist off top.
Me too. I take note with the twist. And say, thank you. I see you. I also like a twist off top for wine, but that's controversial.
That is controversial. This is a big, robust bubble.
Buoyant.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
It's juicy.
There's no flavor to it. It's just giving what is expected. No surprises. It's lively. High spirited.
Yeah, I want to go to the spa and just like relax. I would love to like bathe in sparkling water. Like, wouldn't you like to wash your hair
great.
In sparkling
yes.
water?
Yes, mm-hmm. I would. I'm going to go ahead and say this has a specific je ne sais quoi that never fails. A joie de vie.
I agree.
And knowing the history, the doctors involved, B plus.
You know, I'm going to give it an A because of the history, because of the robustness of the bubbles. It gives you like, it's more of like a salad. It's like a light lunch. It's more of a salad water.
It's a La Scala chopped salad.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're eating vegetables, you're eating greens, you're healthy, you're at the spa, you have just maybe played a game of tennis, and yeah, you're on your like health shit.
Post-tennis water.
Yeah. Pellegrino for me is like, I'm at dinner, I'm drinking wine, I have like a big plate of pasta, I'm like, it just is more of that vibe, but then also like home alone. But this feels like healthier for some reason.
Right. I wonder how much of that is the font.
Mm-hmm. And the green bottle.
Right.
And the branding.
Yeah.
Is very on point for me. And I like that they haven't changed it, these years.
It speaks to me. It speaks to like a core memory. I like it. I'm just, to me right now, Erwan, your mm-hmm. water's my A.
Yeah.
It's my North Star. And it's not like I'm not woken up by this one, so I can't give it an A.
Yeah. This is like, it just makes me feel healthier.
Honestly, that I think was why water was created
mm-hmm.
above all else.
Yeah.
So great.
Okay, great.
Next.
So this water is called Antipodes. It's the most expensive water so far that we've hauled. It's $8 for a 33-ounce bottle, which off the bat, I'm like, I love that. And then not only that, but the bottle looks like it's like a short, squat bottle kind of. And it's different from every other bottle shape. And its design is different as well.
The font and minimalist paragraph branding on it is giving, do you guys remember Philosophy from the 90s? I think it's still around, like that pumpkin shampoo.
Yeah, I think it's still around.
Like that strawberry conditioner.
Don't know where you would be able to find it, but that was like a game changer in terms of like beauty
that
products.
Got a lot of editorial space in InStyle magazine back in the day.
Yeah, and I remember always being like, I'll try Philosophy, but then never being truly wowed by anything. It was just a branding and like the packaging.
I'm not a dessert girl, so Philosophy never did
spoke
it for
to
me.
You.
I was more of like a Kerastase.
Was that their thing? Was it was like sweet smelling stuff?
I think so.
Okay, that would have lost me. That would have lost me too.
But it was very, very cool back in the day. And I have to say, this font and actual label layout is the exact same of how I remember a Philosophy product to be.
Yeah, it's giving like a Gwyneth Paltrow, Winona Ryder friendship in the 90s.
Short haircuts for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the Meg Ryan, even like layered short haircut.
Sally Hershberger.
Yeah, this is the Sally Hershberger waters. It was made by a restaurateur.
See, this story I can get behind.
This is a great story. So it's from New Zealand. It's natural home of Antipodes, an artesian aquifer composed of silica-rich ignimbrite rock. Assessed as New Zealand's deepest high-quality water source, it exists under such immense geological pressure that the water flows naturally all the way to the surface. Its measured age at bottling is between 50 to 300 years.
Whew.
No
spring chicken.
It's exceptionally pure and needs only a simple microfiltration before bottling. No sterilization, no additives, no industrial cleansing and processing. Our bottling line is state of the art and our quality testing rigorous. The sole purpose is to ensure the water in our bottles is unaltered from the purity of its origins. We bottle only Antipodes at our source, nothing more, nothing less. It's the world's first carbon zero certified water, acknowledged by the United Nations for its environmental responsibility. And
the UN is involved.
The UN's involved. While it's not from a volcanic area and while it's not naturally sparkling, they do add a gentle bead to it. And it's like made by a restaurateur who wanted to just like make a water that would like shock and awe everyone at the dinner table.
See, that for me is like, I trust the restaurateur. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
They know what's
they
right.
Know. The table water is an important aspect to a restaurant's profit. And so I feel like they're not going to let us down.
Yeah. And like, that's why I think that Pellegrino could go on any table, but Perrier can't necessarily go on any table.
Right.
And maybe that actually is going to make me bump Perrier down to a B plus now in retrospect.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think
so. About it. Think about it.
An A minus. Okay.
Like, I'm not dazzled with a Perrier on the table at a restaurant, but I'll take it at home mm-hmm. any day.
And you can do a Perrier as like a mixer with anything.
That's true. Okay.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That's so good.
It's just so good.
It's so, so refreshing. It is almost elating.
Yeah. It's a joyful, but also it's just like smooth. It's a peaceful, joyful bead that does not overwhelm. It makes its presence known. But this is also, isn't it, Dorinda Medley said, real wealth whispers. And this is whispering. I think we can both agree on that.
I am so in agreement on it. Is whispering in my ear. It's saying, Elizabeth, you're hydrated and you're fancy.
This feels really hydrating. I would also love to meet the beadmaster on this water because they did do a very unique level of carbonation. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like no other water that we've tried has had this type of like
effervescence.
Yeah.
It's like a, I don't know. All I have to say is it's special.
It is special. And it's like a wet taste to it too. I'm a huge fan. This is an A plus for me again.
I'm giving it an A plus as well.
This is like you sit at the, this is a, if you're having a gorgeous dinner party, and you want people to linger around the table and you want to give them a sparkling water option that will blow their minds, this is the one to do.
Oh, I'm fully dazzled by this one.
This one gives me a sense of community. Like, I feel like I'm at a dinner party right now, even though it's just you and me podcasting.
I just started having so much more fun.
Mm-hmm. Instantaneous fun.
Instantaneous. This is a party now.
And I like it too because I appreciate when you can use a sparkling water as a mixer.
Right. But this
is like our next one that we're going to haul. But like,
this isn't that.
This is not that.
This is
something that stands on its own and should always be consumed on its own.
No ice.
Chilled to a very specific temperature.
Doesn't even need a lemon or anything.
No. I would argue that a lemon would alter
it.
Mess it up.
Yep.
Like, I just want it as is, and I want to, like, just chat all night. And I might not even drink if I was at a dinner party, and this was the option. I would be probably satisfied with just this.
Yeah. And you found this at...
This is at Erewhon.
Yeah.
And I think you can also order cases of it on Amazon at a premium cost.
Good to know.
Okay, our next one I'm excited about. This is like, people feel so passionate about Topo Chico. And I do too. And it just is like delicious and good.
If Topo Chico is an option, I do have brand affinity towards it. Like, I appreciate it. I think it's got a great bubble content.
Yeah, and I think it pairs well with a lot of different kinds of foods and, like...
And tequilas.
Which... It's a great mixer. Like, it kind of does it all. And so Topo Chico's from Monterrey, Mexico. And it's naturally carbonated.
Here's the thing. I know we discussed our adoration of a Diet Coke here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But I am cognizant to the fact that Topo Chico is owned by Big Bev,
yeah,
Coca-Cola. And I don't know all of the marketing terms, naturally occurring, but ... is sort of where my head goes with that.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to plant any sort of confusion
mm-hmm.
into this hall.
I know what you mean,
but I do want to say, like, I think about the consistency and probably the consistency that they're trying to achieve, plus the amount in which they're producing this brand now that it's been acquired by Coca-Cola. And I just wonder.
Yeah. I have questions too.
Yeah.
When Coca-Cola gets into the mix, you know, things are skewing a little bit evil. I think we can all agree on that.
We sure can.
So yeah.
However, great font.
Yeah.
Great glass bottle. I like the size options that it comes in. I think that it's very smart that they expanded into alcohol options.
Yeah,
so they really smart. Got on that White Claw train real quick.
Given the fact that also it's like I trust their alcohol options because of how good of a mixer Topo right. Chico is. So then you're like, oh, that feels right.
See, I don't do the pre-mixed ever. I don't know what like. What,
oh, I don't.
I don't. I've never had one. I've just seen them.
Is it called ranch water?
If you do a sparkling water with tequila, that drink is called ranch water.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they've packaged it as such, but some do.
I also have to say that I think that pre-made, like, canned beverages are disgusting.
Yeah, which is why I cannot wait
to haul them.
To haul them.
Because we will be hauling them, but I'm like, I'm so, like, I had one at Chromatica Ball because I just, like, needed, like, a drink. And then I was like, oh, I'll get this, like, canned margarita. And it's never going to give you what you really, really want, which is, like, a handmade cocktail.
Right.
I don't even like a restaurant that has, like, a batch of whatever. Like, if I find out that they just have a batch of some, like, whatever it is, like, old-fashioned or whatnot,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not getting that. I want someone to make it for me, even if it is just as simple as you're pouring like margarita mix and like tequila, like that is going to taste different.
You know what I love about you?
What?
You know who you are.
I do. It's taken 38 years.
And that's super important.
Topo, here we go.
See, that bubble comes on fast and strong. It hits at the front. It hits at the back.
Yeah.
It is telling you it is here. It's saying hola.
Mm-hmm. That's a big bubble too. It's busty. It busts in your mouth. It really does, though.
Eyes popping, lips busting right
it
here.
It does. So I love it. It's great.
Great. I think of the big water options right now,
mm-hmm.
like in when we're not hauling it today, but like if there's a, which I've often been in this scenario where there's the option for a Topo or a LaCroix, Topo all the damn day.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Even at lunch sometimes, like if there's a Topo Chico or a Pellegrino, I'll go with like a Topo Chico sometimes.
Big Bev, big bubble.
Because it is just like a super refreshing, like you feel refreshing. Like you're at a party.
It's consistent. It mixes well.
Mm-hmm.
There's really, and the price is right.
The price is right. I'm going to go with a A- because of the Coca-Cola of it all.
Okay. I'm going to give it a B because of the Coca-Cola of it all.
Okay, wow.
I know.
Next on the docket is Voss.
Ooh.
Which I know you know was a game changer in the space when it came out. Voss is a water that everyone had to have. It was the ultimate status symbol when it came out. And then I think everyone with a brain and some sense released that. From the narrative, they like separated themselves from that narrative, but then only Vegas remained.
Vegas?
And Vegas still is subscribing to the narrative that Voss is the best water
ever.
Vegas
loves a cylinder bottle.
Yeah. Did you know that the former creative director of Calvin Klein designed the bottle?
I did not know that, but I love a good fact such as that.
It's all about getting a creative director of something else that was cool to do your bottle design?
I think there might be a career pivot for me one day.
I could see you doing a really good bottle design. God,
thank you very much. Because I'm just like, you know, I'm very artist's way. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just,
you're
I'm
exploring
open.
Your
and you're never too old. You're mm-hmm. never too old. So no. Voss, we see you.
Voss is from Norway. It is not naturally sparkling. It is bottled at an artesian source in the pristine wilderness of southern Norway, which I appreciate that. I like Norway. I've never been there. I would love to go there. Voss to me doesn't look like Norwegian vibes. And then I don't trust it.
Right. Voss, my Voss thoughts are that it seems like something that was dreamt up in a boardroom.
Mm-hmm.
That was it's giving gimmick. You've got to have a gimmick, but it's leading with gimmick. And that's fine. But I think the water consumer is a little bit more intelligent in 2022 where we are now. And so I'm going to say that I'm not like dazzled by the packaging, because also it's just like it's
yesteryear.
Thank you. Yeah.
How it hasn't evolved it's since aughts. Then. And it's actually like not, it's iconically Voss, but it's not iconic.
And there's a difference.
I'm sad to have to ask this question, but is the water consumer that smart? Because Voss is like still in every gas station.
Well, I think it's the fancy option in the gas station, which I think there's a time and a place for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's great. And I appreciate the cylinder bottle, as I said. I appreciate just how it really presented high-end water into the club scene. I think what Liquid Death did for the average Joe at the bar, Voss did for the Guido at the club.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I respect that.
I would love nothing more than to get raw data and numbers on what the sales are like on Voss, like outside of just the Vegas like club sales.
Right.
Like I want to know how many people are going and getting Voss from the gas station, because I don't know anyone that would get Voss from the gas station.
I think there's no bubbles in this. Wait. Okay. There's like a tiny, as I said, when you twist the cap and you get like a burst of effervescence that I look for, we did not see
we
that.
We didn't get that. And I literally, the bubbles were so not there that I was like, did Elizabeth accidentally get like a still water?
I thought that just for a second.
I had to check the label.
Oops.
Okay.
Flat, like it's bubbly. It says that's not good. I don't like that.
Is it flat?
It says sparkling.
Is this like a bad
batch?
Did this
feel bad?
To me, this tastes like toilet water.
It's disgusting.
That was.
I'm sorry.
Half-assed, like carbonated in a soda stream. It even has a bad smell.
The taste is not good. First and foremost. Second of all, you guys know when you open a can of sparkling water and you leave it out for a couple hours, that's what this is giving.
It is canned out for some hours. This is a pour out for me.
It's a pour out.
This is an F. This is a straight up F.
I mean, based off of the high standards that have been established here throughout this hall, this is the lowest of the low.
Okay, I'll say it's a D- because they had, because of the cylinder and how that changed the water game,
mm-hmm.
I'll give it a D-, but it's going to have to go to summer school.
I'm going
to
give it an E for Elizabeth's least fave.
If you didn't, you can't even deign to give it an F.
No.
Wow. Yeah, this is like, I would rather be thirsty. I'd rather be thirsty.
Skip it.
Yeah.
Skip it. Do we know how much this retails for, like not at the club? Oh, wait. I have it written down.
Yeah. I think, it's $5.69 for a 27 ounce. So it's up
there
with some of the greats.
$5?
You are better off crumpling that money and lighting it on fire.
You could literally turn on the faucet in the bathroom and you'd be having a similar experience.
You would save $5 and drink toilet water that would likely taste the same or
better.
Barely
carbonated.
Yeah. That's the weirdest carbonation level I've ever experienced from a carbonated beverage.
But like A plus on the innovation of yesteryear.
Yeah.
I will recognize that because, hey, that boardroom meeting made something happen.
I'm sad for Norway that this is like the representation they have in the bottled water
space.
Maybe
something happened in the transport.
It makes me want to create a different water from Norway to compete with Voss so that Norway can like live down this humiliation and doesn't have to live with Voss being its like rep.
Voss, not Voss.
Okay, should we go with Mountain Valley?
Yes, Old Faithful. I need a literal palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Mountain Valley sparkling green bottle. I was wrong. I had said only two green bottles were Perrier and San Pelli, but turns out we've got.
This has a gorgeous, almost foam-like bubble pour at the top.
It had a great sparkle.
And this is from Arkansas.
Okay, American.
Cheers.
That's a vivacious bubble. I will give it that. It tastes American.
It tastes American.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm transported to a hot summer day. Like Arkansas and Oklahoma are kind of close to each other and it's very like similar vibes. And this is like a hot summer Oklahoma day refreshing drink to me. And I like the bottle and I think it's a classic.
It's giving US of A.
And they don't do plastic bottles.
That's great.
It starts its journey from a granite and marble aquifer 1,600 feet below the surface. From there, it travels through natural filters made of shale, sandstone, and limestone. According to Mountain Valley, this process takes about 3,500 years. So we are back in dinosaur territory. No, we're back in just BC. I'm going to amend that. And we're just in a BC zone.
A history lesson.
This is a journey.
Yeah.
It's really good for you. It's not purified because it doesn't need to undergo a treatment process. What was your original question?
Who owned it?
I
mean, it's giving Big Bev, and that's okay because accessibility is important.
I'll tell you this. It's not in the Nestle family because it's not available. It's DSS Group, COTT Corporation, COTT.
Oh, I just got excited for a second.
I know. It's like a less chic spelling of your last name.
I was like, is there some water owning lineage that I'm unaware of?
Imagine this would be the...
What a way to find out.
I know.
It's like that PBS show.
Who Am I or whatever it's called? Yeah. The home and office distribution HOD brand... And has been bottling since 1871.
HOD something on delivery?
That means home office, home and office distribution.
Oh.
So I guess it was like for...
It's literally creating the water cooler moment.
Yeah. And I love it. It's a one production facility in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Okay.
And four protected and owned hot springs in the Ouachita Mountains. It's truly Arkansas through and through.
For the Americana of it all, I tip my hat and I give it a B+.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a B+ too because it is just like it's a great American water.
Mm-hmm.
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 And it does compete in the space and really makes its presence known. It's a competitor in the space.
It sure is. Okay, next we have Vichy Catalan. Did I pronounce that correctly?
I think it's Vichy Catalan, but we can
Vichy Catalan. Okay. Here's my thing with this bottle. It's a beautiful glass bottle that makes its presence known. But I think they're trying to give it like some sort of like a etched glass that's supposed to look like a stone finish or like a I know it's from
like
Spain,
a rock
so
wall.
Like a
it's actually
Gaudi.
From France.
Oh, it's from France. Oh,
I thought that
oops.
It too was from Spain until I was doing research, and then I was like, oh, this is
think
French.
Think of cobblestones down a street in France, right? Yeah. But I'm going to be honest, it's giving Dick Vanes in a way that I can't unsee. And it feels like such a...
Look at this. That's cute, though. That's
yeah,
chic.
They etched it. Or that's not an etching. It's more...
Like an insignia?
And it's an insignia,
their
yeah.
initials.
Oh, that is chic. But is it just me that's seeing these Dick Vanes? Or is it...
Vichy Catalan.
That woman made it really easy.
Yeah.
I would.
Thank you.
I thought we had to, of course, get like way more she about it, but
oh, I see the cobblestone thing.
It's a cobblestone, it's like a cobblestone
a
wall kind of vibe.
It's almost like a see, it's reflected here in the label, and
yeah.
then it's repeating in the mold of the glass bottle. But it's really hard to.
This premium water emerges from the ground at 60 degrees Celsius, which gives it a unique personality. It's rich in minerals from the heart of the earth, which coincidentally have been shown to lower cholesterol, thus benefiting the heart. Vichy Catalan mineral water is good for you, containing 27 of the 34 minerals that the human body needs for good health. It was established in 1881. It helps lower cholesterol and triglyceride levels, promotes effective digestion due to its sodium bicarbonate content, stimulates intestinal motility, prevents tooth decay, helps strengthen bone structure. It has antidepressant effects due to its lithium content, excellent for rehydration and after practicing any sport.
Oh.
Can you believe that? That was from Amazon.
That's a lot. That's really putting a lot on just one beverage, but mm-hmm. I'm into it.
From Vichy's website, Vichy, charismatic, honest, lively, and different. I love describing a water as honest. Strong personality, loaded with minerals, 27. Honesty and purity, from rain fallen 10,000 years ago when there was no pollution at the time. Okay, so this is telling us it's like a 10,000 year journey.
Okay.
Uniqueness.
Down the cobblestone.
You've not tasted anything like this before. Energizing, makes you feel great after practicing sports.
I like how they're really leaning into the sports aspect. I haven't really seen that.
I know. They're doing it more than anyone.
Yeah. All right.
I think there's a spa also involved in
okay,
Vichy
then we
calendar.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like that. There's like a tinny... something happening.
That's wild.
I don't like that at all.
I have never tasted anything like this before.
Definite minerality.
It's really minerally, and you can taste like a sodium, like saltiness.
Salty.
It's a bit semen vibes, if I'm being
I wouldn't know.
I want to be honest in the spirit of Vichy Catalan. And just practice radical honesty and say that their dick bottle is yielding also like a semen-y water taste. But while I am turned off by it at first, I'm not totally opposed.
I'm still going back for sips, which mm-hmm. is what is wrong with me.
Because you're like, I can't believe that someone would bottle this and sell this. But then
it's
quenching.
If someone's like, it's good for you. Which apparently it is.
Electrolytes.
Exactly.
Probably.
That's what I'm saying. It's giving electrolyte packet.
Because you know what? I have these things that I found at like Earth Bar that are just mineralization packets
okay.
that I would take every morning. And it literally is just seawater. It's like super salty seawater that you hold in your mouth like first thing. And then it's supposed to help you like be more hydrated.
Is it good?
It's just salt. It's like a salty. I'll give you one.
Okay.
It's just a salty vibe. And this is a salty
it's
vibe.
It's very salty. It's tinny. But if if someone was like, this helps with hydration, I go, oh, because I hate like any like hydration packets and all of that. I'm not a fan. I've never found one that I like.
Yeah, I think it's gross. The closest I've gotten to one that's like passable is maybe the Liquid IV ones. But I like those because they have a bit of a saltiness
to
them.
Liquid IV, when I had like no money and first started podcasting, they asked to sponsor the show.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was so disgusting. I said no. And I was like, wow, I have morals.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And I was like, I never made a dollar podcasting before. And I was like, I had such disdain for those salty ass lemony packets.
Oh my God. Wow. You do have morals.
I know.
I've only said no to one ad in my podcasting history.
What was it?
It was an ad for the hyper-conservative, like, Canadian, some hyper-conservative Canadian something or the other, like a political ad that would only have run in Canada.
How funny.
And I was like, I kind of didn't care, but then I asked Carrie and he was like, I don't think so. I thought it would be fun to just troll.
Right.
And then, but I think it was already like a pre-programmed. It wasn't like we would get to do the ad read. And then ultimately it was just like, okay, yeah, we should just tell him no.
Fascinating.
But that's where I draw the line.
If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
You'll fall for anything.
So
I have to be honest, I'm falling for Vichy Catalan.
I keep going back for more sips.
I like that it's weird.
It's the weirdest sparkling water that's supposed to be flavored that I've ever had in my life. I mean, the fact this round,
it stands alone in the space.
I'm giving it a C. Because I hate how veiny the glass bottle is. Like, it's just really upsetting to me. And I just, that first hit of flavor at the top note, I guess, is the professional term for it. Nuh-uh, not for me. That's a no. It's a C.
I wouldn't serve this at a dinner party. Though I did go recently over to a friend's house and saw that he had two empty bottles of this. So this is his preferred go-to sparkling.
Kink?
I don't know. I need to circle back to him and like ask him more about it. But I did have a bottle of this and it was like a midday, like mid work day, just like vibing. I was like, I got to just finish this bottle. It's like in my fridge. And like, I think it served a good purpose for like a midday. It's a midday snack.
It's a pick me up.
It's a
pick me up. If someone said like the flavor was because, oh, this has like energy boosting properties that are going to help you with your digestion, I'd go, okay.
It's a shocking flavor.
But I'm not picking
profile.
It up. Like, I wouldn't buy that to serve it up for anything, for myself or a loved one. And I'm offended by the packaging.
I'm going to give it a B minus. Because, like, I want to give it an A for standing out and being truly, it is the most unique sparkling water. But there's such a barrier to entry. I think it requires, like, it just is asking a lot of the consumer. But then I think there are lots of Vichy Catalan heads out there. If you're a Vichy Catalan head, you need to, like, write into the pod or get in touch because I want to know how you got radicalized. The more I drink it, the more I like it. But it wouldn't be my first choice.
I have like a weird, like sudden, like headache.
I kind of do too.
Wait, what?
I don't know what that's from.
But I'm having another sip nonetheless.
Is it just like too many minerals?
Very, very minerally.
That, it just makes me feel like somehow your skin, you just glow after you drink this.
Like if that was the guaranteed byproduct, I would continue. But guys, buyer beware.
Yeah, I'm going to go B minus and also issue a buyer beware. I think that the price point, let's see, it's like $5.99 for a big bottle. So it's not cheap. I think you really have to like it to fuck with it.
I don't even know what to say about this.
Okay, so we have three left.
Oh my gosh. We're coming down to the finish. This is a haul. This is the thing about a haul. If you don't get to the point at some point in the haul, where you're going, how many more are we gonna do? Then it's not a proper haul. Yeah. One needs to be exhausted by the haul in order for it to be a true haul.
First, we're gonna start with this one that I chose because the bottle intrigued, and it's called Cascade Mountain. And I went to a boarding school called the Cascade School that was in the Cascade Mountains.
Okay.
So it just like it just hit a nerve.
Like,
for me.
Are you triggered by it? Are you coming
in? I'm a little
upset?
Triggered, but no, I'm intrigued. I'm curious.
Okay. I have to say, for my particular packaging sensibility, I love this on just look alone.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great sans serif font, a beautiful blue, it's a clear bottle, clear label, blue font, blue lid.
It's
nice
pretty.
Symmetry. It's just nice. It just speaks to me. That would look nice on a shelf, an exposed shelf.
This is also an American water. It's bottled in Butte Falls, Oregon, but it really had no bubble to speak of upon opening. And I'm worried that we're going to get, I'm worried. I'll just put it that way.
Okay. And what's the price point on this?
The price point is really good, actually. It's $3.29 for this big bottle.
Okay.
Their website is claiming that they're the purest water on the planet.
Who's checking for them?
Who checks? Who are the purity testers?
Who is coming in and policing these claims?
I don't know.
All right.
All right.
L'chaim. See, I don't. That tastes like it was a budget water. You said what? It was $3?
Mm-hmm.
It's giving $3 water.
But like Pellegrino, Perrier, and Mountain Valley are all in that price range as well. And they don't taste like this.
And better tasting are those. This has better packaging.
This is a chic package. I feel like the still water of this would be really good for some reason.
Because it's almost still.
Yeah, and this is like another half-assed carbonation.
This is, again,
someone needs to fire the bead master.
There's no bead master here, that's for sure. And this, again, is giving the LaCroix can was out for a couple hours. I'm sorry to say. It doesn't taste bad, though. Like, it's like a clean-tasting water. There's no tinny.
When it tastes, like, flat, to me, that's a bad taste.
I don't like this one.
I don't like it either.
And I'm disappointed because the packaging and the font told me I was going to like it.
I'm going to give it a D+. Or maybe a C-. I don't know. I want to support like American. But at the same time, I'm like, you knew what you needed to do to get into this space.
I just want more bubble.
I want more bubble. I think they really need to circle back, fire their bead master, and hire a new bubbler.
That's a good note.
I
love your guys' packaging.
This tastes like you asked like your gamer son to like go make you a soda stream. And then he gave it like 1-2 little pumps and then went back to gaming. And you're like, all you had to do was just
one more pump.
Yeah. Literally, yeah. You know, like when it makes the sound, then it's done. And you just couldn't even do that.
This is making no sound.
I'm going to give it a C-.
I was just going to say just a C for can do better.
Mm-hmm. That's a pour out, folks.
It's a double pour out, you guys.
Okay. This is one. What's coming up next is one of my newfound sparkling water passions.
Oh, really?
Yes. And the more I find out about it, I'm somewhat conflicted, but I also
love
it.
Tell us everything.
Okay. This is Hilden sparkling water. Gently sparkling water, low mineral content, the exceptional taste of nature bottled on our English country estate. It's bottled in the southern English countryside.
Which is our first UK from across the pond.
the UK
beverage.
UK and France, in terms of Perrier, have like a long history involved together, but it is like a French thing ultimately. But Hilden comes from the Hampshire countryside of South England. A gentle carbonation is added, and it's also the water that the royal family drinks. It's $5.50 for this 25 ounce. So it is like expensive, but not crazy. But it still is like
pretty mid-range,
expensive.
Yeah.
I have also found my new favorite website, which is aquamaestro.com. And they give you the rundown of every water ever.
That's an important shout out.
Yeah.
Aqua Maestro, an A+ on the name.
This water's naturally low in sodium, bottled at the source. I love the bottle too, because it does feel like a very high class. It feels like a really nice hotel.
This is nice hotel. The fact that you go, oh, the royal family drinks it. You go, yup, I see that. Look, in purely font alone, it says aristocracy.
Yeah. And I'm like a believer in abolishing the monarchy. I love that. I like things like this. Still, like both things can be true.
Yeah.
And it has the queen's thing on it, which.
May she rest.
They're probably going to have to change that. I think they're going to have to change that and be a King Charles, which is going to make me like it a lot less.
Wow.
Why did the queen have to die?
I almost don't want to open this one.
I got a bunch. I'm about to go buy out the rest of the Hilden supply at Erewhon. This is a collector's item.
That is. So it's Hilden. They will,
and a lot of brands, apparently there's tons of brands that have been appointed with the queen's insignia that have to file paperwork and change their shit on their packaging because of the changeover.
If I could just say...
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy. I feel like every day lately, I'm hearing something about how the monarchy is inconveniencing people.
It's the most inconvenient thing. Like, it's like inconvenienced people for centuries, but like people of color, like indigenous people. And then now it's like inconveniencing just like corporations. And that's where we all take a stand. You've gone too far.
Can't stand for that anymore.
But like, anyways, we'll taste this and you'll see why.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see why.
Okay,
Queen Elizabeth,
so this is,
God rest her soul, loved this water.
Do you know Queen Elizabeth and I have the same birthday?
I thought you were going to say have the same name. I was
we
like,
do.
You do.
We have like fun fact.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Look at this gentle bubble.
That's a big, gentle lustrous.
Don't let the bubble size fool you. Take a sip.
I love that.
Isn't that great?
That's nice. That's nice.
It's proper.
I feel instantly transported. I'm at the Soho House.
Soho Farmhouse.
Farmhouse, yep. I'm in the Cotswolds.
I'm at Sienna Miller's house.
My dream location.
Invited me over for a spot of tea.
You better watch your head. Those are some low ceilings.
I know. I don't know. I sit only in her house, and then she serves this, and I love it. I crawl in and out of her house. I don't even stand up when I'm at Sienna's house. I just crawl all around.
It's fine. You're
sitting. I bear crawl mostly so that I'm engaging my abs and getting a slight workout at the same time. But then after I've worked up a sweat, I cool off with a great glass of Hilden. And it's great.
Exactly. Honestly, this is delightful.
This is great. This is A+ water to me. Mm-hmm. Monarchy element be damned. I'm here for it and I love it.
Yeah, taking the whole, you know, history of the monarchy and everything it represents out of it and just going on packaging, font, taste, and lore alone, I'm giving it an A.
Yeah. The monarchy also they had nothing to do with it. They just loved it. And
right.
Like,
and it's you can't fault
them
for
that. Yeah. I think that this is a universal. If you like sparkling water, you would like this water and also feel it as an A+ water.
Yeah.
Like, it's not Like, it's great.
Everyone's going to love it. But I think if you have a more, as you said, like a more advanced sparkling water palette, this will check all your boxes.
Mm-hmm. But even if you're like iffy, but you like it, but you're like, you could never even take a sip of a Vichy Catalan. And sometimes you're like, ooh, Pellegrino, a little mineral, or like Perrier is like too bubbly. Like,
this
is for the Goldilocks of sparkling water bitches, but it's also for the queen. A plus. Okay, we have one more left. We've come finally to the end of
swimming,
a long haul.
Swimming to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is a very interesting one, and I think it's important that we land on this, as we've highlighted some innovators in the space throughout today's journey. We come to Richard and his rainwater. Guys, I have to say,
I like the name rainwater.
Because it's actually bottled rainwater.
Tell me more.
Cloud to bottle since 1998 is their tagline.
Wow.
Okay, so in 1994, Richard catches his first drop. Tired of well water that produced dirty dishes, dry hair, and cardboard stiff jeans, Richard installed a rain collection system. He creates Tank Town to provide rainwater to his neighbors. Richard builds Tank Town in 1998, right outside of Austin, Texas. Tank Town is the birthplace of Richard's rainwater. Then we go to 2002, pioneering bottled rainwater. In 2002, Richard's rainwater becomes the first company in the nation to receive licensing to bottle and distribute rainwater. It's a tongue twister. Rainwater.
Rainwater.
In 2008, since rainwater is free of minerals and additives, carbonation was a challenge. Richard developed his own recipe using ice-cold temps and pressure. Cut to 2019, growing beyond Tank Town. Rainwater can be collected almost anywhere, making it the most sustainable water source. Richard's partners with Lazy Magnolia Brewing in Mississippi to expand rain-catching operations. Cut to now, rain is local everywhere. Richard's is dedicated to sourcing facilities and capturing rainwater as close to our customers' communities as possible. More partners means less environmental impact. So here's what I'm going to say. Guys, the water supply?
It's low. Also, California's in a drought. So, like, what rain?
These are all valid questions. Also, maybe that people are going to have to share is basically what I'm thinking.
What about, though, the purification process? Because I would imagine that this has to undergo, like, a very hardcore treatment process. I don't think you can just catch rain and bottle it without, like, doing a lot.
Well,
to the
it
water.
Says here that Richard continued his education to receive 34 certificates that helped him reshape rainwater consumption laws. So
he's lobbying.
He's finding loopholes, is what I'm.
I'm a skeptic, I'll be honest. I love, in theory, yes, 100%.
Yes.
But in practice, and knowing very, very little about the purification process, but also,
I'm impressed by Richard's tenacity, his vision.
What's Richard's last name?
Richard's last name is Richard Heineken. H-E-I-N-I-C-H-E-N.
Wow. Not to be confused.
I could have.
I like how you were just calling him Richard.
It's Richard's rainwater.
Oh, it is Richard. Okay. I see now. I was like, I thought it was just rainwater. And then you were like, and now we're going to get to know Richard. And this is what Richard went through. Okay. I have questions, but let's try. There's a promising fizz.
There is a promising fizz. Okay. Remember that this was.
This
fell from the sky.
This journey is the. We have not tried a water. This journey is 1 second. It just fell.
If you think about it like that, it's part of all the other journeys. Okay. Cheers. actually don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
But it does taste like it was rainwater. But it says rainwater on the thing.
You know what's nice about it is it smells like rainwater. And I like the smell of rain a lot.
I'm like putting glasses on and running outside a la Drew Barrymore right now.
Yeah. It smells like rain. That's incredible. You the guys, taste.
Do yourself a favor and get outside in the rain. Just do it.
She and Richard need to. She should have Richard.
They need to link up.
Yeah, on her show.
Well, he's the leading rain influencer, and now she basically like knocked him off his pedestal.
I'm not so mad at this, actually.
You know what? I like it.
I like it too.
And it's getting huge points for finding a solution to a very big problem that we have.
Yeah.
In our world.
I want to know more about the purification process and how much like energy that takes up. But I'm sure, I don't know. Can it take more than like a bottle? I don't know.
I like it.
I like it too. I'm going to give
Richard.
I'm going to give it a B. I'm going to give Richard a B.
I'm going to give Richard a B plus because I love.
You like his mission.
I love a mission. I love someone who's doing something that no one else is doing. I love someone who's forming their own path. Like that speaks to my. What are the words? I don't know. I'm drunk on sparkling water.
This should be like, I would never choose this for myself, given all the other options right out there. But if it were served at a restaurant or something, like it to me is like giving a grab and go kind of restaurant or like an order at the counter, fast casual. You have like the water in the case by the checkout thing, and you just grab this because it's the only sparkling
like
water
that's
there. You
just got an amazing sandwich.
Yeah. And you're like, you're happy with it. You have no notes really. But then you would never like seek it out actively on your own.
Yeah. But I would also, if a retailer was carrying this, like if I was at like a mom pa sandwich stand, mm-hmm, and they had this in their repertoire of options, I would think higher of that mom and pop sandwich shop.
If I had a sandwich shop, I would carry this water right for that reason. And then I would have my own secret stash in the back of Hildon. And I would be drinking that. But the customers and everyone that mattered and had an opinion would be drinking Richard's rainwater. And that would be my big grift.
Honestly, that is a grift of our current climate,
mm-hmm,
in so many ways.
Well, cheers to you, Richard.
Cheers to you, Richard. Cheers to you, Lara. I mean, I have to pee so bad.
Cheers to you. I also am water drunk.
I'm like,
that was a true haul for the ages.
A two-parter,
but we did it. And I think we educated some people, and hopefully this holiday season you're going to make really interesting choices about what waters you consume and serve around your table. And I want to know about them.
I know. I really need to know. Encouraging others to do their get your gals together, get your guys together. Do a little sparkling water tasting at your house. What a fun holiday party idea.
That is a fun party idea. And also, yeah, you can reach out to us on social media and let us know what your favorite sparkling water is.
Yeah, I need to know.
And we'll see you at the next haul.
See you at the next haul. Too Niche is created and hosted by Lara Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff with help from AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.